The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, we're holding Mishnah Brura, Leish Lamed Vov, three lines into the Sif Kot. Second line. Yesterday we learned, V'aminig loyma, the minig is to say, V'hu rachum, koidim tfilis arv. V'da, you should know, Zog the Mishnah Brura. The Ma'ashem of Vurla El Besimen Nun Dalit, the Mishnah Buris Sif Kot Nugim Hoshem Achroinim, the Acha Borchu, if you say Borchu, Dinoi Ke'emsa HaPerek. It's like you're in the middle of saying the Brochu. The Ike Borchu Shoima Shlich Tziba, Hakavona, the Ike Borchu, what the Shlich Tziba says, is Hakavona, his intention is, Abroche Shemavorch and Oilam Achekach. The Kivon Sha'onihu Oilam Borchu, once you answered Borchu, have a Ki'ilu Hischilu Habroche. It's like you started the Broche from Maire Varovim. The Kamashi Kosvu, Ha'el Yerab, Vamipi Megodim Sham Ayin Sham. Poshit, Dr. Mishabura, the Ein Lechalik, Ein Shachet El Arv. Lefize, according to this, Sorach Li Zoya Ma'oid, you have to be very careful. Shaloi l'saper acha borchu d'arvis. You shouldn't talk after you said borchu d'arvis. Afilu koidim shehischil avorach brocha harishoyna. Even before you started to say the first brocha. Im daito il hispalo oz mairiv im ma'ar tziba. If you have a mind to dab mairiv with tziba, you shouldn't speak, talk out. U'mavayneseinu haravim. Due to how many sins, harba anoshim, multitudes of people, nuchshalim b'zeh, nichshul b'zeh. That means it follows, a poshet halacha. Once you start borchu, you say, and you have a mind to daven ma'ariv, with that minion, you know what, you'll tell me now. I don't have a mind to daven, I have a mind to wait a minute to daven, and I want to shmooze through. That's what you're going to say. The melech doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishaburi's bavon, you know. If you have in mind to daven with that minion, you're not allowed to talk. Most people are not. A lot of people are not careful with this halacha. In print, they didn't find anybody arguing on this.
What does Baruch
do? Baruch means that you started the next bracha. Yes. You started Hamayra Varovim. In the middle of Hamayra Varovim, would you smooth?
No, that's a bracha.
So this Baruch is considered that you started already the next. It's like you started the next bracha. And once you started the bracha, you're now at the smooth. Then Mr. Brewer alone says, so we don't need more than that. He alone is saying that many people are nixul on this sin. So we learn to what? Oh, so Rabbi Yosef Tikotsky wants to be medayik that it says over here, you hear this vadiyik. The kivan sha'olam, sha'onu ha'olam baruchu. What do I care what the olam does? I'm not answering baruchu. I'm a lot of shmooze. If the oil man said Baruch, that's what he wants to be medayik of it. He doesn't. He wants to schmooze. He has an important thing to say right now. He's davening ma'ariv with his minions. He knows this halacha. So he won't say Baruch. So it's mashma from the Mishnah. So the grace of the Kotzki is medayik from the Mishnah. It would be a problem even that. Why? Because the Mishnah Buddha says a lashon, kivan sha'onu ha'olam Baruch. But it's very shvur to say that. I had that same deek, like you, Baruch Shekavanti Ledaite Agdoilu. But Lamaisa is, it can't be, because Lamaisa is, he's just writing the practical thing that when most people enter Baruch, you enter Baruch too. But Avad, if you want to be this stubborn guy, when you're standing in shul, everybody enters Baruch, and you don't want to enter Baruch, then Avad Yilada Shmuz. Moirin Shah Yisrael, are you masking to Rabbi Yosef Tekotsky Shlita or you're not? Avad, you have to say Baruch. Right. Now, some chassidim don't know this halacha. But the Rambam says you have to answer. If you didn't start, you didn't start. I mean, he can't force it upon you. Chassidish people don't know this halacha too. Rav Moshe Kinderach Shlita is a tzaddik yisod olam. So chassidim say shir hamalos before things. I saw yesterday a chassidish guy coming from Ma'ariv. He didn't learn halacha. So he doesn't know. We said Barchi, he said Barchi, and then he said Shira Malas. He asked me, Falten, Mishum, Kechosiboy, and he said it. You're not allowed to. Once you say, Beher, everybody should give it out Shlita. Once you said Baruchu, you'll have to say the Shira Malas if you want after Davos. Very important halacha to know that. Same thing is with Hurachum. If you said Baruch Hu, it's another thing. This is very literature, guys. The Gaita, not a Moshe, not a Moshe Kinnar. The Gaita Rebbe. That's what it just said. The same thing will be with Hurachum. If you said Baruchi, and you want to say Hurachum, so most people say the Rafa Kapper after they said Baruch Hu. So now we're learning two important halachas over here. Oh, if you miss Baruch altogether, then lechatchila, I want to tell you something. Then you didn't answer, but lechatchila, you should look for another minion. People don't realize that. You're going to get punished for that in the next year, unless you can't wait. Or you say Baruch Hu after, but if you don't say Baruch Hu after, it says Mufurish, you should look for another minion. Baruch Hu is a very important zach. It's not like, you know, a game. We just do it because we're so used to it. What? Yeah, I mean, just think. So the Moedin Shal Yisrael said if you say it after, it's also good. But if you're not, some shuls don't allow you to say it after. They give you a dirty look if you say it after. But the Maase is, after davening, after Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adonai Hakol says Gedili. Then you make a Hecha Baruch Hu, right? Then you do a Baruch Hu. They let it in your shul. I don't know the rules in your shul. I don't know how it works out. We'll see that later. Okay, so we learned some very important halacha. Most people don't know this halacha. They speak after Baruch Hu. And then Mr. Buddha says, you won't find anybody talking in the middle of Asher B'dvoray, Ma'arav Aruv. In fact, you won't find anybody talking. But after Baruch Hu, you'll find people talking. Now, what's the din? It comes up a lot of times. People do, you know what they do? They want a chaparai in Baruch Hu, and then they run to the bathroom right after. So Avada, you shouldn't do that. First go to Mr. Baruch Hu and go to the bathroom. Don't say Lechatchila Baruch Hu, you have to go to the bathroom. Okay, she's cotton base. But Erev Mavorach Stein, yesterday we had a whole shtickle Torah. We explained eloquently why at night you have four Birchas Krishma and in the morning you have only three. So the Mr. Buddha explains now. He doesn't explain this, but he just talks about the two Birchas. Stein, Asher B'dvorei, Rabbi Folman, the first bracha by night is Hashem B'dvorei Ma'irav Arov M'chochma Peseach, and the second bracha is Ahavas Oilam. So like the Mishnah Berurah Akasha, why doesn't Ahavas Oilam start with Baruch? Ve'ena Peseach is B'baruch to have a smuchel reshoina, because it's a bracha smuchel chavata. So the Baruch from Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Malcholam Hashem B'dvorei Ma'irav Arov go with the Ahavas Oilam. I have to tell you a pshat that I once said that the two brachas before Krishna in the morning and at night, this is my own word. I think the Moedin Shal Yisrael, you like it. But by Deutsch, I think this is a good word. I kamat could say, it's Lamita Shal Torah. I don't usually say that on my own Vartlach, because usually the Faket from Torah. But this one seems to be Lamita Shal Torah. The Rambam says there's two ways that it come to harvest Hashem. One is through Limit HaTorah, and one is to look into the Bria. Bahafta Shashem HaKecha means to love Hashem. Before you love Hashem, say in the morning, say yes, and the first bracha in the morning is Yoytzam Oiris, it's about the Bria. Then you say the bracha about Torah, Avarabo, and then you say Shema Yisrael. So the brachas correspond to Hatalof Takodish Bokhu. The same thing is at night. The first bracha is Asher B'dvorei, Ma'ir V'arov, M'choch, M'pesech, Sh'orim, Shmuna, talks about the Godless HaBoyri, the Godless HaBriya, and the second bracha is about Torah. So say in the morning, say at night, the bracha is before Krishma. One is about, and by doing these two things, you'll come to Vahafta Shashem Alekacha. A good word. Come on. This is a smile. When do I get the smile? When? When I give money? When I take your tattoo? When? Give me it. This done is a smile. You smile, Chacha. That word. That Lamita Shal Torah. I think it's true. I don't know, but it sounds good. Okay. V'yesh lahafsik. You have to make a hefsik bein barakia kiritzoyne le bein boiri yom veloyle. The britzoyne koya ada el. So you got to take a siddur. Most people, if you look at the siddur, there's taka kama there, but when you read straight by heart, you don't chop it. You look in the siddur, it says as follows. You're supposed to make a stop. Sadas Kechov Meshasem Berkeh Kirtsoinai. Period. Then comes Boyri Yom Veloilo. Because the Kirtsoinai is not going on Boyri Yom Veloilo. The Kirtsoinai is going in Bechochma Pesach Shor Mishana Eatem O Machlav Asazmanim O Masadas Kechov Meshmeretain Berkeh Kirtsoinai. Period. Stop sign. Then comes Boyri Yom Veloilo. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Minik Svar Shaloi Loim Hashem Tzavok Eskel Chai El Samchinon Simon Tekech Ach Mabdu Ben Yoim Baruch Ato Hashem Ke Herichad Ala Hava Me'en Chassim Lechassim Lechassim V'chein Ochen V'ayim B'tur She'yishav Gam Ben Hagenu We do say it Aragam Ke Me'en Chassim She'onim Mispal She'im Lech Hashem V'yiskayim And Shabi Mekuyim Ba'os V'hoye Le'eis Erev Ye'or Lonu V'choy Shechan B'idak L'soyne Hashem We say the pasuk Hashem Tzavokos Shemoi. He says, "Kosu gam kenachem nesiv oisus shacha ayefo alakei Tzavokos Shemoi." So that's why Mishnah Berurah explains we say these psukim. Shtayim lachre, and we say two brachas after Krishma. The shoyne emes ve'amuna. Now, ve'ena pesachas v'baruch. The kash is, why doesn't the bracha after Shema start with baruch? The havas smucha lechavaster. The Krishma loy habahefsik. V'choisim.
Kol Halashon.
Baruch Atah Hashem Goyal Yisrael, V'loy Goyal Yisrael. In Shemin Esri, you say Yidav in Shemin Esri now. So when we concluded the bracha for Eva and Yenu, we said Goyal Yisrael, and by night we say Goyal Yisrael. So Mr. Buru addresses the question, Mr. Finkel, why at Shemin Esri we say Goyal Yisrael, and by davening we say Goyal Yisrael. So he says it's partial. Mishum shenasakna halagula she'avra. In Ma'ariv, we're talking about the Eibush that took us out, and the bracha the Eiva and Yeni Goyal Yisrael. We're talking about well, we're hoping that He should redeem us from this goal. But Amarava shal yom tiv nagim l'sayim. We don't do this. Melech tzu Yisrael v'goyaloi u'mafak v'har b'machroinim rashi minik. Alpha became yoyis tov l'sayim Goyal Yisrael. K'moy b'shayim moish shana. K'moy shekasav nul el. Some people had it. You look in the old in certain sidurim, they have added things over there. We don't do it. In the mouth, they're right. Ibracha shniya hashkiveinu. The bracha shniya after Shema is hashkiveinu. V'choisem, and we conclude. V'choisem, and we conclude. Shoymer ami Yisrael la'ad. Why? Mitnei laila tzichem shima min hamazikin. Laila nich shima min hamazikin. Like it says in the pasuk, we say in Tillim, in Baruch Nafshi, Tosha choyshech v'hulayla boi tirmosh kol chay seyoa. Comes night, the chay has come out. So we need a special mazikim from the chay. That's why we say, that's why we conclude Shem Rama Yisrael. V'yaf al gav frek de mishte buru de kaimel on the tzorach lismach gula tfila arba arv v'eskid l'kame ebesiv beiz. So we should say Goal Yisrael and start Shem and Esen, not Hashkiveinu. V'chamokim Hashkiveinu lo yehava hefzik, it's not a hefzik, the kegula arich the domen. Because Hashkiveinu is also part of the bracha of gula. The kosvu b'talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, the talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say, hatam, the talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say, hatam, the kesh'ova Hashem lingoy fes mitzvayim, and the Eibishter went to plague them, ho Yisrael mefachtem mispal, and Hashem Yisborach, shekayim devorish, le'it namachshish lo ve'el b'teyim lingoy, he's just explaining why it's me'en ge'ula, because we said it by Mitzrayim, because we didn't want that the Eibishter should we shouldn't get beaten up. So David Ram adds that the words Froyis Aleinu, it's also Ashkiveinu, for different reasons Ashkiveinu is Gula Arich, because it says Froyis Aleinu Suka Shloimecho, but that's a lashon from Ge'ula. Like it says in Posik, the Efresh Kamsi Olecho. Okay. Zoptim Siv Beis. So we learned Siv Aleph that there's two brachas beforehand, two brachas after. Ein Lesapa Ben Gula the Arvis Latfila. You're not allowed to talk out, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, why should I think? Because Shagam Ba'arvis, even Ba'arvis, Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, Lismach Gula Latfila. It's not so strong like Shachris, so that's why it says you shouldn't speak out. We have a minute to say Yiru Aneinu, and Lahafsik ben Yiru Aneinu Letfilah. So the ones who have the minute to say Yiru Aneinu shouldn't be Mafsik after Yiru Aneinu Letfilah. Now, where did this whole Yidu Anenu come from? Why do we say, why don't we just say Shem Et Ama Yisrael Ad, and some taka have a minute to say like that? So Mr. Buru brings down one reason. Yeah, so Mr. Buru brings down. Betur Messiah Bezer. In Moshe Noyagim Lahafzik B'Psukim V'Yidu Anenu V'Kaddish, if he should be Yomim Harashoinim in the olden days, Hoye Bote Kaniya Shalahem Basalah. But the Kenias was in the Sodah. They were scared to stay there. Adzman Tfilas Aris. Till it became dark. The Tiknu Loyim Psukim Elu. They said these Psukim Shiyesh Ben Shmoine Esre Astoris. Keneg Shmoine Esre Brocha Shiyesh B'Tfilas Aris. V'Niftorim B'Kaddish. They said this. Then they said Kaddish. Then they went home and they davened Shemen Esre. But you hear these 18 brachas correspond to Shemen Esra. And in the olden times, they were scared to stay. It got too dark. Shemen Esra takes much longer to say. But Baruch Hashem, Olam V'Omen doesn't take so long to say. So they said that. They said Kaddish, and then they went home, and they davened Shemen Esra. But now that we were chosel, espalo, arvis, we brought the knif, loynes batal minik harishin. We still kept the minik harishin. M'chamokim ein l'havtzibu dvorem acherim. There are some people who don't say it because they say, because now we say Shemen Esra, so why should you say it? So Taki, they don't say it. And at Kan L'Shoinai, Ubezen Novin Divrei HaMechaba. And this is where we'll understand the Divrei HaMechaba. Now, in America, most people say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, Amen V'Amen. The Moshe has a tshuva in Chelik Beis. Okay, the Moshe has tainus on the people who don't say it. He himself didn't say it, but he had big kindness on a certain yeshiva with Hashem and Amma Yisrael Ar. Even told that to the yeshiva, what kind of business is this? In Chutz La'aretz, we all said it. It's only in Eretz Yisrael there was a minig like that. But in Chutz La'aretz, the minig was already for hundreds of years. That we say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mitamo, you come and you change it. So if you look in the Igus Moshe, Moshe alone didn't say it because his father didn't say it, but he held Ginala to sit in cloth. He mumbled words the whole time. And he has a tshuva like this in Chelik Beis. By the time Chelik Beis, he has a small paragraph about it in the end of Simon Kuv Beis. B'dava b'richa said, Yidu Aneinu, Ein tolu b'eretz Yisrael v'chutz l'aretz. Elo sha'oimnu b'chutz l'aretz, yesh lehem lo'im gam b'eretz Yisrael. Ve'elu sha'inayim b'eretz Yisrael, ein lehem lo'im gam b'chutz l'aretz. The Talmidei Hagra were the first one were there. The Talmidei Hagra is Balatanya. Shetavayu ho yesoivrim shaloi la'omrim. The Kibin sheklar hizcho linikain toiv yoshe shaloi yoyma. Abo toiv sheyarech, but if you're so look what he says now. He says the reason why Eretz Yisrael they didn't say it, because that's what the Talmidei Hagra with the Talmidei Balatanya came and they didn't say it. They didn't say it. He says, "Abal toiv sheyarech b'krishma." If you're a person from Chutz La'aretz, this is what he says over here: "Toiv sheyarech b'krishma shleyitzarech loyim melekula alma be marach in krishma." So you shouldn't have to say it. It means if you're in a place where they say it and you don't want to say it, he says, "Be marach in krishma." So when you get to Shemir Amma Yisrael, they'll be here. Amalek before the tongue Yimach Aleinu Lo Yimach Aleinu Kol Mas Mas. See what he's saying over here? He's saying, and that's the they didn't say. But if you don't want to say it in America, which everybody does say it, don't just say it in a way where you can't say it because you're going to be Marach in Krishna. So the time that you finish Shemir Amma Yisrael Ad, they're going to be holding by Amalek before the tongue Yimach Aleinu Lo Yimach Aleinu Kol. But just not to say it when they're saying it, he doesn't like. That's what he says over here in Oyde Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuv Beis. So, what? That is. You hear what? Yeah, but the Matzah Shabbos one, but it brings down from the Chassidus Sforim already that. You should know, it's a Pelavik Zach. He brings down of it. The Talmidei Baal Shem said it Motzei Shabbos. I don't know where the Talmid, the Baal Shem Tov alone, he brings down over here that the Baal Shem Tov himself Omnen etzel avois hachasidim, b'chutzlores metzinu shechshivu mo'oid broche zu, v'fligu b'goydel orcho, v'kpidu mo'oid mo'oid mo'oid, v'af v'moche shabotus v'yom toivim v'chalamoid, they used to say it. Who's that? Shulchan hator, kosebein hayesa, chayev lo'im sim shedivu tzmichus kol chach mitzvah, rosh yeshuv v'zbov v'rabonin shavro v'shochel v'kamer rozen, morim b'ashem tov, tzchis yildin alayni, omer l'psikim eile afilu b'moche shabbos. But Lamais says the Baal Shem Tov alone Taka said it much a Shabbos. The Baal Shem Tov alone said it much a Shabbos. It brings up, but some didn't say it, Lamais. So Lamais is in Tfutzis, in Chutz Lord's Minik Ashkenaz is to say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen. Okay. Ain lahafsik. So even if you say Baruch Hashem la'olam v'amen, ain lahafsik. The oisim psukim why mikra hafsik. Even the tikkun la'olam, since they were masakin to say it, have a like a gula arichta. It's like a gula arichta. Remember, it's not a hafsik, but you shouldn't say it. Or but miu, ma shemach v'shliach tibur eshchoidish ben kadosh l'tfilas arvus loy have a hafsik. Kivin shutzay lechatfila. You'll have to be mafsik. You'll have to ask the kroiv lachas eshchoidish shehu deraisa. The actual inyan from eshchoidish is deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is passing over here that the Gabbai can announce the Shchodesh by night to bang down Yalav Yobet. Speak out Yalav, instead of having 100 people bang, it became a minig that instead of one person banging, everybody gives a bang. It's one of these things which the oilum, like it's by the ke'elu when you lay in a chalamoid, everybody helps the chazan sing. Ke'elu. Can't figure out. I was looking for a makor. I wonder why. If I'm sure the Moedin Shoy Yisrael has up to makor for why everybody sings ke'elu. So here, when the chazan bangs, they say the shchodesh yalvoy. There's at least another 15 people bang. So male is better. I'm not saying it's better, but the halacha you're allowed to have the chazan. And now, he brings down an interesting thing over here. Okay, we'll continue next week on the next show.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.